Dare to Care time.
Today FM Dare to Care.
It's Dare.
We are off and running. Dare to Care is on, and we're asking, do you dare to care? It's on air, online, and it's in your community. This year, we're looking to raise a huge amount of money for the Irish Cancer Society, but we can only do it with your help. So you can host an event and set up a fundraising page. You can join everyone at Today FM in reaching this year's goal. Now, you don't have to be, you know, going mad, running 12 marathons in 12 days or paragliding off the cliffs of Moher. It can be something small, fun and achievable. It's about raising just a few quid and being part of Dare to Care with Today FM and all the Today FMers, Paula, Ian, Dermot and Dave, Mr. Al Porter, Fergal, Matt Cooper, definitely Matt Cooper, Louise Duffy, Paul McLoon, they are all getting involved in this. So make sure that you stay tuned as we reveal what the plans are. And everything you need to know is on todayfm.com/dare to care. And you can email to get involved, daretocare@todayfm.com. Now, one man who has signed up is Mick Keating, who's in Carnew in Wicklow today. Hello, Mick. How are you?
Hi, Mara. How are you?
I'm good. Now, you are a wonderful human being because you have been involved in not only Dare to Care, but its predecessor, Shave or Die, since about 2010, is it?
I think it's about 5-6 years ago, sorry. Sure.
Fair play to you. And what is the motivation behind raising money for the Irish Cancer Society?
Oh, I suppose like most people, when I was listening to what happened on the radio, I think that sounds like great crack, but I never really got off the bottom to do anything about it. And then my own father ended up getting diagnosed with throat cancer. And this kind of gave me the kick in the arse I needed to get involved. And I've kind of just been doing it ever since. And thank God my dad was actually okay these days.
And it must have been, was it a huge shock for the family when something that like that happens?
Oh, God, yeah. You never think it's on your door. It's always somebody else, isn't it? But, you know, it came.
And seeing him go through that, Mick, how was it for the family? And your dad, as you said now, he's fully recovered and everything is great, but I'd say it must be weird to know that wolf is at the door.
It was tough. Cause my dad, I suppose, was the typical parent. He tried to hide things from us and not tell us how, you know, exactly what was going on, trying to protect his kids and all that kind of stuff. But, look, you know, we got through it all. He got through it. He's grand. He's giving out again now, so, yeah. Can't be too bad.
That's when you know that the dad is okay. A bit of mumbling under the breath and you just realising, kicking the wheels on your car, the tyres going, no, they're not right. So your dad is grand again. Last year, Mick Keating, you said you wanted to do stuff for the crack. How in God's name did it pop into your head, do you know what? I'm going to learn how to ride a unicycle.
Well, actually, my wife can take credit for that one. I was trying to think of something to do, anything to do with a bit of crack. And I had just recently done an adventure race with a bit of cycling and all that in it. And I realized, yeah, I enjoy the cycling. It's a bit of fun. And my wife laughingly turned and goes, sure, why don't you do it on a unicycle? And I looked at her deadpan and went, oh my God, that's brilliant.
I love the way you didn't go to her. Shh, be quiet about that. Don't tell anyone that idea. No. You're like, yeah, let's do it. What's your wife's name?
Aileen,
she didn't want to get up on a unicycle, no?
No. She thinks I probably have a few screws loose myself.
So it was you, and you decided to travel 31.5 kilometres of the Westmead Greenway on a unicycle. You were with a friend of yours, because I'm looking at the photos from last year on our Facebook page. They look fantastic. Who were you with, Mick?
I was with a chap called Elton Dixon. I work with Elton, and I just approached him one day and said, I'm doing this, would you be into it? And he kind of says, oh yeah, sure, why not? And then,
How did the learning go? How did it all go,
You know, it was a bit persistent. It really was. I mean, it's, you know, you first get up on them and you just constantly fall off and you think this is never going to happen. And then suddenly it just kicks and off you go.
And how long did it take you to do it?
Oh, it took us hours. Yeah. I think we were nearly 8 hours by the time we'd done the whole thing.
There was a tortoise who started 2 hours behind you and was there before you, is it?
Yeah, that's it. You get up on the bike and you're going along, you think you're great, and then suddenly every muscle in your leg cramps up and you...
So, you've done this. The muscles were aching. A brand new skill you learned for Dare to Care... raising money for the Irish Cancer Society, and I want to thank you so much, Mick, for doing this. So it hasn't put you off. This year you want to get involved as well. What have you decided to do?
Yeah, well, myself and I said three friends are going to climb Carntool.
Oh, you're just climbing Carntool, yeah?
Just for the crack, like. Yeah, why not? To be honest with you, I wanted to do it in evening gowns and have afternoon tea on top. But the lads I was doing it with kind of didn't really go for that idea. And then a couple of mountain climbing people we know kind of said, no.
No. Yeah. You're doing this on the 7th of October, evening gowns and stuff. I'm thinking maybe not.
It adds in a bit of extra flair to it. But yeah, no, we were advised not to. So, you know, we'll follow the advice.
Okay, let's not just finish it there. What about evening gowns on top of your mountaineering gear, Mick? Don't give up yet.
That's what I was thinking, Lenny. That's just, you know, apparently it's not an advisable thing to do because it might be quite hard to see where you're putting your feet.
Yes, we could vacuum pack couple of evening gowns and you could put them on at the top of Carntool.
Well, listen, we could still do afternoon tea up on top of the mountain, I reckon. Yeah.
This could happen. Some mountaineering gowns. Anyone has one, let us know. We'll vacuum pack them. They'll be really small. They'll be tiny in your pack. It might be absolutely fantastic. It's your friends as well. Jamie, Shane and Dan. They're going to be doing it with you. And you're looking for local guides to give you a bit of advice, I believe, Mick.
Yes, we're hoping if we could find some local guides who maybe would be willing to give their time to guide us up the mountain, I suppose, because, you know, it will be October. Weather can change quite quickly. So, all joking aside, we want to get back down as well.
If anyone is listening, you can get in contact with us here. You can email al@todayfm.com and we'll put you in contact with Mick because you have decided to take on this challenge for Dare to Care. And can people donate, Mick?
Yes, they can, yes. Yeah. We've got the fundraising page set up. It's Dare to Climb is what we went for the name for. So.
Dare to Climb. That's where people can find you. Dare to Climb. On what site?
Sorry, it's the on the blank now. GoFundMe.
Yeah, that's where it is. Yeah. Okay, so it's all there. We're going to have details up on our website, todayfm.com as well. And Mick, we will be keeping up to date with what you're doing. This is happening on the 7th of October. If any guides from the Kerry area or mountaineering guides who go and climb Carntool regularly have any advice for Mick, we would absolutely love to hear from you. This is all for the Irish Cancer Society and getting involved with our Dare to Care, which is off and running. You can email us now. It's al@todayfm.com. Mick Keating from Carnew in County Wicklow, thank you so much for getting involved, Mick. Thanks so much, and we'll keep up to date. He's some man. We might try to get him into an all evening gown yet, and that's how he's getting involved with Dare to Care. How can you take part? Immediately, you could do something right now. Pick up your phone, text DARE to 50300. You will donate €4 if you text DARE to 50300. Text costs €4. The Irish Cancer Society will receive a minimum of €3.25, and that's from Like Charity. That's a service provider. So you could do that if you're not going to get it, if you can't do anything else. Just pick up your phone right now. Don't think I must do it later. Do it now. It will really, really make a difference. And thank you to everyone who's getting involved in this.
Dare to care. It's Dare. Today FM.